أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المعقلف والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره وقدره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Iman and Ihsan. On this wonderful group Irshad al-Ummah, I greet you by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Today is 16th of Sha'aban 1441 after Hijrah, which is equivalent to 10th of April 2020. Our lesson will continue from where we stop in the book of Akhdari fil ibadati an fiqhi Imam Maliki. Yesterday we stopped at where a hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying la da'ata لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية خالق. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية خالق. There is no obedience to any creature in what annoys the creator, the Almighty Allah. So no obedience. So we'll continue. Malan is saying ولا يحل له. He is not allowed. He who, that is المخلف, a matured sensible person, you are not allowed, as a matured, you are not allowed أن يفعل فعلا, to perform any act حتى يعلم حكم الله فيه, unless you know the legal decision taken on that particular act. You must know the decree of Allah upon that particular action. You are not allowed to embark on any action. Don't say I'm doing the way I saw people are doing it. So I want to draw our attention to this particular phrase. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَهُ أَنْ يَفْعَلَ فِعِلًا حَتَّى يَعْلَمَ حُكُمَ اللَّهِ. As simple as this phrase seems to be, wallahi, it will have been a solution to many problems we are encountering in our deen. And also it can be a guide for us in any action we are taking, in any action, to make a different, not, you understand, not just to be following people, whatever you see people are engaging, once you feel that is okay, you just rush into it. No, but stay and think, what is the decision taken, what is the instruction of Sharia on that particular act. Like it is reported from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that طلب العلم فريدة على كل مسلم. The seeking of knowledge is compulsory upon any Muslim. It is left open, you understand. But scholars deep in their deep and critical thinking of this particular tradition, they said, which of the knowledge is compulsory? Is it only the knowledge of ibadah? Is it the knowledge of mu'amalat? Is it the knowledge of sultaniya? The knowledge of leadership? Is it the knowledge of, you know, we have a lot of knowledge. So they said la yaftarud ala kulli muslimin talaba kulli ilmin. It is not compulsory upon any Muslim or all Muslim to seek for all knowledge. Walakin, but إنما يفترض عليه طلب علم الحال. It is compulsory upon any Muslim to know the knowledge of the situation he is in. Whatever situation you are in, know the knowledge of that particular particular situation. كما قال, like they usually used to say, the wise used to say, أفضل العلم علم الحال. The best of knowledge is the knowledge of the situation you are in. وَأَفْضَلُ الْأَمَلِ حِفْزُ الْحَالِ. And the best of action is the conscious of the hal you are in. So these two things, know the knowledge of the hal and be conscious of the hal. Like for instance, you are a student, know what is expected of you by Sharia, how to respect your teachers, your lecturer, how to stay peacefully with your colleagues, what is the relationship needed between you and your fellow colleagues that are seeking that knowledge. Because don't think all you are to do is to focus on your studies and you don't care about anybody. They have responsibility upon you. Then also, are you a lecturer, a teacher, are you a government worker? What is the decree of Allah upon you on that particular job you are doing? Like for instance, if we go back, like looking at a young child who is growing, at that time there is no any legal responsibility upon him. But by the time you are now matured, as we said earlier, that is the time that is expected of you to correct your deen and to seek for the knowledge on how to give that responsibility. So at that situation, at that time, at that particular moment, that is the situation you are in. The situation you are in is the situation of maturity. You are matured, you are expected to discharge your daily obligations. So try and seek for the knowledge of that particular situation. How to, like they used to say, يفترض على كل مسلم ضرب ما يقع له في حاله في أي حال كان. It is compulsory upon him to seek that knowledge of the situation he is in, whatever situation, not just particular situation, whatever situation. Islam has say over everything, whatever, even if you are whatever job you are doing, Islam has decision and saying upon that particular thing. And the essence of the knowledge is to try and protect prohibitions into coming into your thing. Usually in doing this, there are three questions you try to answer in embarking on any job or any action. The first, why am I doing this? Why? Yeah, they are WH questions. The first is why. Why you ask, and if you ask, you refer it back to Sharia. Usually there are five Sharia saying upon any action. The first is fard, which is wajib, something that is compulsory. Wajib. The second, which is the opposite of wajib, is haram. Something is haram, is prohibited. There is no room that will that thing will change from that haram. The third is makruh, something that is not wanted. It's not wanted, that particular thing, that is makruh. Then we had the third, which is jaiz. It is allowed, you can do it. Then mandub, something that is wanted. You understand? Something that is wanted. So these five things, in any action, try and know, this action I'm doing, is it wajib? If it is wajib, then you proceed to the next question. If it is haram, proceed to the next question. If it is mandub, proceed to the next question. If it is makruh, mandub, as I said, then you proceed to the next. Sorry, I mean mubah, something that is your privilege, you can do it or not do it. Usually fard is ma yusabu ala fi'lihi wa yu'aqabu ala fi'lihi. Something to be compulsory is something that when you do it, you'll be rewarded, and if you leave it, you will be punished. Why haram is something that if you leave it, you will be rewarded. When you do it, you will be punished. Mandub is something that ma yusabu ala fi'lihi wa la yu'aqabu ala tarkihi. Something to, for something to be mandub, is just something that is wanted. When you do it, you get reward. When you leave it, you won't be harmed. There is nothing when you leave it. Then makruh, ma yusabu ala tarkihi. When you leave it, you'll be rewarded. When you do it, you'll not be punished. But when you leave it, you get reward. It's because it's makruh, it's not wanted. Then mubah is something that is allowed. You can decide it. You have privilege over it. You can be willing to do it, and just like that, you decide not to do it. So that is mubah. So the next question is how? Yeah, you found that this thing is fard, just like wa atimu salat wa atu zakah, give zakah and perform a salah. You understand? Say your prayers. This is fard, like kutiba alaykum siyam, like fasting, like zakat, like all those five pillars of Islam. You know, they are compulsory. Then how? The next question is how am I going to do it? Because Allah does not accept anything except that which is done for His sake and how He instructed it to be done, how He expects. Not that because Allah say you should perform salah, then you just come and do 100 rakat. You say, no, it's 5 days. No, my own, I even did 100. That's not what Allah, it's not about the much. You have to stick to what Allah wants, not what you want. That's why tasawuf is interesting. Wallahi, that's why he is interesting. They will tell you min haysu yarda la min haysu tarda. The way Allah wants it, not the way you think is best. Even if the way you think is the best, but the way Allah wants it is the one that will be accepted. When you do it with your own head, just take it anyhow, because you think, just like what is it called, in terms of the regulation, the regulation or the punishment of a person that steals or a person that kills someone. Like, so the legal action upon that by Islam is that whoever steals should be, his hand should be cut off. Whoever kills someone should be killed also. But with the Western education and civilization we are into, then they began to critical think on this using common sense. While common sense cannot solve the problem, they say when someone kills someone and you kill him in return, that means you've lost two lives. That's their own thinking. So why not, if someone kills someone, just try and arrest him, prison him, for then maybe it is due to some this thing, then try and give him some moral training and also engage him into some hard work. You understand? So by the time, by maybe by 2 years imprisonment or thereabouts, when he come back, he will be productive and he will benefit the community. So that's their own thinking. But does that stop the problem? But what Allah says is that whoever kills should be killed also. No one loves his life than you yourself. Nobody loves you than you yourself. And you know what life is. So it is that the same life that your colleague has, but you have the guts to kill him, so let you be killed. So whoever also knows that once he kills someone, he will be killed. Wallahi, men, more than, you won't have even a single person that will kill. Because even a person who is committing a suicide, the moment if he climb a step and he wants to, what was he called, jump down, wallahi, the moment he jumped away from this thing, he start regretting, but he can't solve the problem until he dies. So that's how wisdom, because it's just like a person, a manufacturer, the person that manufacture a car is telling you this is how to use this, then you start thinking, no, how can that be possible? So Allah created us and he knows us better. So you don't have any say to say no, you think this way is more perfect or is better. So you try to do it. How? That's the second question. The third question is, that is when will you do that act? because there is time for everything. Salah, inna salatika na'imuna kitabu mwakuta. It is time. And when will you do that? Because everything is being timed. There is time for everything. Like Hajj, you can't just go at any time and say you want to perform Hajj. You understand? So also fasting. You can't say, I'm doing my Ramadan in Shaban. No, you must wait till that time. So please, we should take this as our point of reference. Whatever you are doing, try and know the decision, the legal action upon that particular thing. Then he continued by saying, wa yas'alul ulama'a, and ask question, ask scholars, ask knowledgeable people. Well, wasalu ala dhikri in kuntum la ta'lamu, ask those who knows if you don't know. So in case after you have know the decision taking the Allah's destiny, then with time you will be seeing new things. Like for instance, you are either a medical practitioner, you are an engineer, you are a student, you are a tailor, you are whatever you are doing, you know what is expected of you. Then with time you see some new things coming up. Like for instance, a businessman, then you lend someone money, then when he is returning back the money, he increased something to you without you asking. Then try and ask ulama, what is this? Is this halal? Is this? So whatever you don't know, try and ask before doing it also. Then if you want to ask ulama, where's al-ulama? وَيَقْتَدِيَ بِالْمُتَّبِئِينَ, and you should be following those who are following لِسُنَّتِ Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those that are following the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are two things. When you want to ask ulama, whoever is knowledgeable, you can ask him, but does not mean you must follow him. For you to follow anybody, he must be the one that is following the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because at times now you see many scholars, when it comes to knowledge, they are very sound, but wallahi, when it comes to action or their submission and following the sunnah of Prophet, they are deficient. So in that kind of people, you are not to follow them. You understand? You are not to follow them. But in terms of question, you can ask any question. You can ask them if they can solve or answer your question. So try and follow those that are following the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alladhina yadilluna ala ta'atillahi. He still further explained those whom you should follow. Alladhina yadilluna ala ta'atillahi. They are those who guide to obedience of Allah. They guide people to obey Allah. Wa yahtaziruna, and they denounce manittiba'i shay'an. They speak against, that is denounce, they speak against following the evil of shaytan. They shout, once you want to follow your evil thoughts or your mind or your selfish interest or shaitan, they will shout at you, no, don't do that, but follow the sunnah of the Prophet no matter how hard it is for you. Wala yarda li nafsihi, you should not agree to yourself. Ma radiyahul muflisuna, that which bankrupt people, al muflisun, bankrupt people, agree to put themselves. Don't try and put yourself in a situation which are bankrupt, which bankrupt people agree to themselves. Once in a tradition, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with his sahaba companion. He asked, atadiruna man al muflis, do you know who a bankrupt person is? They say, yes, al muflisu fina ma la dirham ma la dinar lahu wa la dirham. A muflis, who is referred to as a muflis, is someone who does not have dinar, neither do he have dirham. He doesn't have anything. He is poor, the poorest of the poor. That was there. Someone that doesn't have a penny. He doesn't have a penny. Then Prophet said, "La, that is not a muflis. A muflis is someone who has huge good deeds. a lot of good deeds in the day of judgment. He comes with a lot of deeds of and they are all good. So, but in the course of judgment, he has abused so and so, he has cheated on so and so, he has envy so and so, he has backbite so and so, he has done what you call riya in his action. All those things we mentioned yesterday, he has committed lies, he has looked at prohibited things. The main thing is to be cheating on people, either with your hand or with your mouth or something like that, or with your heart. So during the judgment, then your goods will be taken and be given to those who you've cheated, because payment of debt, that's debt on you. Payment on debt on day of judgment is not by by money, it's by deeds. If you don't have good deeds, good deeds is your money. If you don't have good deeds, then the bad deeds of other will be put on you. So Prophet says they will be taken out of your good deed and be settling those people you've cheated, those you backbite, those you've cheated, those you've abused, those all. At the end of the day, you'll be left with nothing, and still there are people that are still owing you. Then they will take from their bandits and put upon you. So you have lost, you have become a greater sinner, something that you've never even committed in your life. Maybe you've never fornicated, but maybe they've taken fornication from another person, then put on you because you've cheated on him. That's why it's very dangerous. Wallahi, it's sympathizing to see a person who is being proud of his good deeds while he didn't take care of people around him. He mishandled people, or he say a lot of bad things upon people. Sheikh Ibrahim is saying, ma'asiyatun turisu zillan khayru wa da'atun turisu kibran sharru. The sin that will make you to regret, to feel inferior. You understand? The sin that will make you feel inferior and regret yourself. Why do I do this? This is better, is far, far more better than that acting to risk kibran sharru, than the good deeds that will make you arrogant. The good deeds that will make you arrogant, sharun, that one is evil. So we should be taking note of that. We ask Allah to protect us from being a mufli soon. By that, we try and correct and live with everybody peacefully. That's why our yesterday's lesson that we talk all on backbiting, envy, instigating one against other, looking at unlawful woman. You understand? All those things that are between you and another person, try and correct all your relationship are very critical. You have to take note of them. Then he continued by saying, "Alladina da at amaruhum." Those muflisun we are talking about, they are the ones da at amaruhum that wasted their life. They've wasted their life, fi gairi da'atillahi, in obedience to someone other than Allah. They are there in being obedient to someone else. Faya hasaratuhum, they will shout their regrets and misfortune. Waya ula bukaihim, they will long cry on the day of judgment, but that will not help them. Wallahi, that will not help them. When the angel, so those people who are regretting, they are crying, they will say, "Oh, look at cry. How beautiful is cry. I didn't mean it was done in the dunya. How beautiful is a cry. You know, what a person who cries for the sake of Allah. You just you are reciting Quran or you just remember a particular sign of Allah, you just think in your thinking of how water is dripping, how rainfall comes this thing, then you just start crying. You just look at a fellow colleague or a fellow Muslim, someone that is in high need, while you are there healthy looking, or you just go to hospital looking at the patient, or you just go to prison, then you start crying. Do you know how benefit, how rewarding that is? So he said, wayadula bukaim, they will long cry, but that will not fetch them anything. Nas'alullah ta'ala, we ask Allah and you are fikina, he should make us follow littibai sunnati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He should guide us to follow the sunnah of our prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnati nabiyina, the sunnah of our prophets, wa shafi'ina, and our savior, our intercessor, wa sayyidina, and our leader Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is where we stop today. We try to put into practice of what we've had, and whatever good we've had, that is from Allah, and it's Allah that guide us through. Whatever mistake we commit, we ask Allah to protect and forgive us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.